Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waspily rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark? Mark? Wake up, Mark.
And good day, citizens of Rome. Welcome to another edition of Mark the Rabbit Hole. Lots going on today, so we are probably just going to run about an hour of your time today. Our guest is Laura Belg, and she will be joining us in about 10 minutes, and we will be talking about microscopy and dark field microscopy. I've been practicing saying that all morning, as well as live blood analysis and health, and she will have some tips for us on blood analysis and things that she can find from that to help us stay in better health. Upcoming guest on the show next week, we will have our friend Lisa Marie Jenkins, who you may have heard on Lunchtime Wisdom a few months ago. July the 17th, one of our favorite astrologers, Matthew Curry from New York City, will be on. And July 24th, we will have Lynn White, the PAL psychic, on. I'm still looking for, still trying to line up a guest for July 31st. And then August 5th, we will have our friend, numerologist and astrologer, and author of the book, It's All in the Name, Sherita Starr. So lots of events going on. It's that festival time of year. Tomorrow, we will, members of the Condor Eagle Drum Society that runs the drum circles that a lot of us go to here in the area, we will be at the Doodah Parade. And our theme this year is Animals on Parade. So if you've never been to the Doodah Parade, it's in the Short North area. Starts at Buttles and Godown, I believe. I'm sorry, Buttles and Goodale. Yeah, let me add some more confusion to that. Down in the Short North Victorian Village area, close to not too far off High Street, down there, a little bit west of the convention center. So, any of those of you out there wishing to join us, we'll be lining up between 11:30 and 12 at Park and Buttles, and we will have our favorite animal masks, costumes on. Like I said, our theme this year is Animals on Parade, and we have reached out to some local organizations this year that we'd like to sponsor. First I want to shout out to Butternut Farm Wildcat Sanctuary, and that is located in Johnstown, Ohio. Our good friend Rick there, who volunteers an awful lot of time and services to run this wildcat sanctuary, and could definitely use any donations. You can go to butternutfarms.webs.com and look out some of the animals they're housing there. They're located at 13740 Blamer Road, Johnstown, Ohio, 43031. any assistance you can give him, as he cares for, I believe they have about 13 animals right now. Some wolves, cougars, other wildcats. So any support that you can give him would be appreciated. And I have posted that link in the chat room. Also, I have posted Laura Bell's website there in the chat room. Also, Hollow Wildlife Center, 2661 Billingsley Road in Columbus, 43235. Another great organization that helps protect injured and abandoned wildlife and does shelter and rehab. Some of our members will be supporting this organization. They do great work saving geese, ducks, birds, all kinds of other animals in need of help. So feel free to reach out to them. We also have our good friends at Colony Cats, which is just right around the corner from me, 2740 Festival Lane in Dublin, Ohio, 43017. And they have a lot of cats there, people, a lot of them that need homes. They're running, always running adoption specials. All the cats are spayed and neutered that you get from there. And actually, we had to take a cat over there the other day that was running loose near my sister's house where there is a large coyote population. And even though they were really crammed there, they were, you know, they were willing to take in this cat to, you know, save its possibility of being lunched by coyotes. They're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. I believe all these groups are nonprofit organizations. So anything you can do to help them out. And then I will be, I am working with and sponsoring Ohio House Rabbit Rescue. And is located at 5485 North High Street in Columbus. Pat and Bev, our friends over there, I spoke with them a couple times in the last few weeks. So they gave us some literature and pamphlets, and we have flyers we'll be handing out. So, you know, sometimes we, our animal friends are an important part of our life, and, you know, there's a lot of them that need help. So even if you can, even if you're not able to house an animal, or if, even if you're not looking for a new pet, any kind of donation, and I believe all these organizations have T-shirts, hats, other things for sale, and they are always looking for donations, volunteers, anything else that you can provide assistance-wise for them. So those are the organizations that we will be sponsoring, and any help for them is greatly appreciated, and we will go into some more details about these organizations. And we will go over the astrology news, and we'll give you some more details on these animal organizations at the end of the hour. So I think our guest is on the line with us, and so we are going to welcome Laura Bell to the show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, Mark. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today.
Good. Thanks for having me.
So I hope I didn't butcher microscopy too bad. I practiced saying it since we spoke earlier.
Well, I can tell because you're pronouncing it perfectly. I know it's a word that's confusing to a lot of people.
Very good. I used to. I've worked for many years on sporting events on TV and radio, so I've had to work at making sure.
Pronounce some pretty difficult things, huh?
Yes. So you do. Well, you can find Laura at www.laurabelg.com. She's a certified
microscopist. Yes.
And she also involved with Empowering Ventures, LLC?
Yes, Empowering Ventures is the name of my company.
Okay. And she does dry blood cell analysis and other research. So instead of me butchering the English language, why don't you tell us what you do and how you got – give us a little bit about Laura Belg.
Okay, well, sure. Well, basically, what I do, it's called live blood microscopy, and so I do the blood live, and I also do it dry. I have clients all over the world, so, of course, with that being said, I can't ask someone from Brazil necessarily to come to my office. It's not so convenient. So what I do is I send out what's called a dry blood kit, and it's very easy because it's not like I need a big blood draw like they do at the doctor's office. And the reason for that is because I have a very high-powered microscope. So my microscope is most commonly used in forensics. And so I have over 40 million times the magnification of a regular microscope that perhaps is used through, you know, the normal means like, you know, LabCorp or in a doctor's office. So I'm able to actually get to the root problem and the root causes of someone's issues. So... What kind of happens is that, you know, I gather a very small sample of blood. You can see that on my website. And once again, it's laurabelg.com. And you can see, you know, you just take a small lancet. And I just need very, very small drops of blood on the slide, which is included in your kit. Once I receive that, I do a full analyzation of the blood. And then once we, you know, really figure out what's really ailing someone, then I fix it. And I fix it through naturopathic means. So I generally, what I do is I spend a lot of time with clients, coaching them, informing them, helping them to make lifestyle changes that works for them. You know, because what's going to work for one person isn't going to work for the next person. That's why I hate it when people come to me and they say, oh, you know, my best friend or a coworker or a cousin did blah, 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 and they had great results. Well, that may have worked for them, but what's going to work for you may be different. Maybe you have a different lifestyle. There's all kinds of things, Mark, that people do that they get sick from that are very innocent. You know, people live in homes with mold, and they don't know. Well, mold causes cancer. So when I get that blood on the microscope, I can see what someone's being exposed to. You know, real innocent thing, and I used to do it for years, too. I used to squeeze a lemon and put the whole rind and everything in my water. Well, that rind is loaded with parasites. Parasites feed off of your nutrition. They wreck your digestive system. Okay? So nutrition is something optimal. That's like gas in a car. We need it to run. You know, not to just exist, but we need it to perform. We need it to carry through our days. So, you know, when I kind of spent a lot of time with people, you know, going over, you know, how to change what their blood looks like today and how to get them from their point A to their point B. You know, a lot of people out there would just be happy just if their daily life was had a lot more quality in it and was just a better place to be. You know, I think that there are a lot of people out there that just kind of struggle getting through day to day to day. And when I address issues with people that explain it, that it's not just the circumstances of your life, you have a whole physiological aspect here that is affecting you, that is affecting your mind, your body, that you can't feel good. So you're going to have depression, and you're going to have feel like staying in bed, and you're going to have those things. And I think a lot of times people attribute what's going on in their life to how they're feeling. You know, when no one's life is perfect, but some people are operating off of much higher plane, a much higher level. And the reason why they're able to do that is because they're not bogged down necessarily by all the things physiologically that others are. And it's really, I mean, we just, and I see it more and more every day, Mark, and it really is heartbreaking, but especially the blood, because I do blood all over the world, but especially the blood that I see in this country. You know, I see people with all types of issues that are not diagnosed by physicians, okay? And parasites, as I brought up before, would be one of them. And, you know, people, you know, 13 years ago used to look at me like I had, you know, a third eyeball on my head when I brought up parasites. And parasitic infestation is a real reality in this country. And Americans, unfortunately, we think we're too good to talk about it or discuss it, or that parasites are for dirty people. Parasites are not for dirty people. You can pick up parasites from a tray off of McDonald's. How many people out there picked up a tray at McDonald's before? It's everybody. You know, how many people have been in the daycare center? Everybody. How many people have traveled? Everybody. And those are ways that you can contract parasites. And parasites act absolutely, you know, feed off your nutrition, wreck your digestive system, and wreak havoc on your entire body. And if you don't get rid of them, and they're going to maintain because they're getting stronger. Every day they're in your system, they just get stronger because they're feeding off of your nutrition. So they're getting stronger and you're getting weaker. And parasites, you know, in my world, parasites are the precursor to cancer. So it's a real important thing to keep under control. There are about 10 years ago, three of our most major sports stars in this country, okay, they play for the New York Yankees. And you can Google anytime you like, parasites, New York Yankees. Google those words, and it comes right up on the internet. And it discusses where almost three of our most major sports stars in this country almost died of parasitic infestation. And the reason being is because it's so tough for doctors to diagnose it. And you got to think that sports stars are going to have the premier doctors.
Absolutely.
And still it was not diagnosed.
Yeah, they get way better health care than the average person. Do parasites play into staph infections as well?
Well, yes. Staphylococcus is something that I commonly see. You know, but it's like, okay, so even if you do go to a doctor and even if you are diagnosed properly and maybe you don't have parasites, maybe you do, no matter what's going on, doesn't matter what goes on in someone's body, okay, it can be fixed. Your body was made to heal itself. And it doesn't matter if it's Lyme's disease or if it's, but in traditional medicine, they don't have the cures for this. They throw antibiotics after every condition. Here's the deal with antibiotics. Antibiotics kill bacteria. They do not kill a virus. Viruses and bacteria are very different entities in your body. So with that being said, you know, you go to a doctor, you have staphylococcus, what are you going to do, take antibiotics? No, it'll calm down the symptoms, pardon me, of the staphylococcus, but it will not kill the virus. And there's nothing in traditional medicine that will kill the virus. There's nothing in traditional medicine that will kill parasites. There's nothing in traditional medicine that will kill yeast. There are a ton of things in traditional medicine that will calm those symptoms down, but they won't fix the issue. So, okay, let's fast forward a little bit here, Mark. Let's say, Mark, I did your blood today, and I put it under the microscope, and you said, okay, well, I'm just going to go back to my doctor, and I'm going to take the medicine that he prescribed for me. Okay? And I said, okay, Mark, I can respect that. You go ahead and do that. What's going to happen, Mark, is that eventually, and it could be 6 months or it could be 6 years, but you're going to end up back in my chair. And the reason being is because you're going to see pretty fast that, yeah, your symptoms calm down, but you are not going to have a quality of life. You're going to still know. Everybody out there knows there's something wrong with them. Like, why do I feel like this? And they can't put their fingers on it because the physicians in this country are not tuning in to their patients. You know, you come into the room and spend 5-10 minutes with someone, how much have you really tuned into their life?
Exactly.
How? I mean, when's the last time a doctor ever asked you, well, do you live in an older home? Does it have mold? You could be getting sick from that. I mean, I'm as busy doing blood kits as, you know, and seeing people as one can get, so I don't think the question's asked too often. And everybody in my business is really, really busy. So I think there's something that's missing here. And I don't, you know, most of the people I see, not all, but, you know, a good portion of people that I see, Mark, they've been sick for 20, 30, 40 years, 5 years, long extended periods of time, and they cannot get answers to their issues. So then they come to someone like me as a last resort instead of a first resort. Well, if I had gotten a hold of somebody 20 years before they started on their path, you know, the outcome would have been very different.
Right. So
whether it's someone who's suffering from chronic disease or someone who wants to improve their health, maybe tweak a few things, adjust a few lifestyle habits, learn a little bit more about diet, be educated. But the most important thing, Mark, is that I'm about to tell you why I named my company Empowering Ventures. I named it Empowering Ventures because I wanted to empower people. And we've got a country that's loaded with people, and I think that it's changing a lot over the last 8 years, but we've got a country full of people and individuals that are scared to death about their health. And there's no need for it. I wanted to, and what my mission was over a decade ago when I started my company was I wanted to empower people. So, hence the name.
Awesome. So let me ask you a couple of questions about that. So you mentioned like lime peels or lemon peels containing parasites. Do all fruit and vegetable, their outer skins, most of them contain parasites?
Yes, they actually do. And there's, you know, there's products that you can use to just soak your vegetables before you make them. You know, that's why it's rare that I ever order a salad from a restaurant because they haven't been cleaned like that and they're loaded with parasites. There was a doctor who I took a course from at Antioch College, and his name was Dr. Paul Pitchford. Really, really remarkable. And this is about, I don't know, 9-10 years ago. I took his course, and he's very well-traveled, but he wrote an 800-page book, which is, I mean, very easy to find at Barnes & Noble anywhere. And the name escapes me right at this moment, but in any event, Dr. Pitchford, the biggest thing that he taught me and the best thing that came out of the course that I took with him, and I was really a privilege, was that he discussed and went into depth about parasites and parasitic infestation. You know, what happens, what people don't understand, is that what happens with parasites is it's not just the parasite. They multiply. And every 3.5 months, they multiply in your system. They lay eggs. And this is with everybody. Now, the ideal is that we all have good parasites and bad parasites, but we need to keep the bad ones at a minimal, and that's all. And we need to get the ones that have been there for years and years and years expelled out of the body, and that's the goal. So,
awesome.
Yeah, but, I mean, absolutely, you have to wash your fruits and vegetables, but there's only, you know, certain products out there that are actually going to kill the parasites on them when you soak them.
Okay, great. That book you were talking about by Paul Pitchford is called Healing with Whole Foods.
There you go, Healing with Whole Foods, yes.
And so that is
he was remarkable.
That's readily available on Amazon, and I posted that in the chat room as well. So here, I was kind of thinking about, you know, how do we what do we transfer most with people? And I came up with, or where do we possibly exchange viruses and parasites and stuff with people? And I came up with probably cell phones, gas pumps, maybe our debit cards, which we use to, are these ways to, that like parasites can be passed back and forth, like through, you know, a gas pump, which hundreds of people touch a day, or?
You know, it's really rare. It's really rare. It's more common. It's more common than I can tell you out of the thousands of people that I, you know, have seen over the years. It's more common that, you know, that it's, it, well, you can trans, you can transmit them sexually. That's one way. But it's more common that people are doing it sexually or through travel or, you know, just environmental reasons like that rather than, you know, gas pump, you know. But the idea of things also is that we've got to, you know, keep your immunity high. So, you know, you don't need to be worried about running around catching things all the time. Mark, I've never had chicken pox ever in my life. And I've been around kids with chicken pox probably about 5 or 6 times in my adult life. I'm 46 years old right now. Never got chicken pox, never had chicken pox. And I'm not going to get it because my immunity is so high. And when you focus on, you know, increasing your immunity and strengthening the immune system and getting healthy, you don't have to worry about getting a cold or the flu or catching whatever. You know, and it's funny because people always say to me, oh, don't come around me, I have a cold. And I just look at them straight in the face and say, I'm not getting it. And I don't.
Right. So
you know, I just know my immunity is too high. You know,
right.
And I know that I do things, certain things. I never get sick. I've had the flu twice in my life. I've had, you know, it is healthy to get a cold every few years because it is another avenue that your body uses to release toxicity. So, you know, that's okay, but, you know, you shouldn't be getting colds all the time. You shouldn't be catching stuff. You shouldn't be sick all the time. We weren't put on this earth to be lying on our backs in bed. We were put on this earth, in my belief system, anyhow, to enjoy life. You know, I don't see where, you know, it makes sense that, oh, got to run to the doctors every 3 minutes, got to get that prescription filled. I mean, it runs our life instead of us running it. And the really weird part is that we think that we're taking control and managing our bodies and being responsible to our bodies because we're on that new prescription.
Right.
And people, it's really sad. The sad part about it is they don't understand that just doing a few things different could give them so much more quality of life. And that's what we're missing as a society on a whole, is that not enough people have a quality of life. You know, what kind of price do you want to, you know, price tag do you want to put on being, you know, feeling happy every day and feeling like you have the energy to do the things with your family, with your kids, with your life that you'd like to do? And if you don't have the energy, then what's going to happen? You underlive your potential. You miss out on stuff. You don't get to see, you know, some of the most wonderful things about life. And that's very sad to me. You know, there's so many people that I take from one place and take them from a position of being, you know, ill or not well. And I get so many calls all the time, Mark, and it breaks my heart that, you know, I can't, I'm not going to be able to make it to, you know, play with my kids or to take my kids everywhere I'd like to, or, you know, this sickness is really getting to me. I'm missing out on this and that. I mean, that's a very big deal, Mark.
Right. And then, you know, when you,
I don't feel like doing anything. I don't have the energy to do anything. Oh, I must be getting older. Those are all of the excuses. That's all they are, is excuses. In my world, my girlfriends are doing cartwheels at 70.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, my girlfriends are heading up big medical programs and doing this and doing that, and they're out. They're not sick. They're at work every day. They've got a lot of things going on, and they're handling it because they're healthy from head to toe. And I think that people think that being healthy means, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be so restricted. I'm going to have to sit there and eat bowl after bowl of spinach. I'll never be able to do it. No, my program is for people who want to be normal human beings, live life, enjoy their life, be well, and have the quality, and be able to do it in a way that they can resonate with. Because if someone can't do one thing, Mark, I've got 10 other rebuttals for them. I've got 10 other options. I may have 15 or 20 other options, but I got 10 I can throw at you real quick.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask you about what are some of the main things to avoid and some of the main things that the person can kind of do every day. So sounds like you've got a list there for us.
Well, yeah, one thing I highly recommend is finding a toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, because fluoride goes down to our thyroid. Not good. Okay, fluoride's not good for you. So maybe finding a toothpaste that's fluoride-free. They have them even at the grocery stores. I think that everybody out there needs to assess what unfriendly carbohydrates do. 46 years ago, Atkins wrote, and he was the first doctor to do this, and he was so right. But he wrote about internalized yeast infections and what unfriendly carbohydrates do in our systems. And Atkins wasn't trying to get everybody to eat zero carbs for the rest of their life. He was trying to get people to eat in a more pure form. And people didn't understand it. They were just like, oh, take sugar or candy away from a baby. Ooh, that's painful. So everybody thought that they could never have foods they enjoyed again. But what you have to understand is that unfriendly carbohydrates ferment into the intestines, and they breed off all types of unfriendly bacteria. And Atkins was a cardiologist. And over the last 12 years or so, cardiologists have discovered that unfriendly bacteria also surround the heart. So when they got in there to perform surgeries, they saw all types of unfriendly bacteria surrounding the heart. And this is partially where it comes from. So assess the amount of unfriendly carbohydrates that you eat. Don't eat too much fruit, folks. Bad deal for you. Outside of water, watermelon, cantaloupe, and melon, fruits are very high in sugars. They ferment in the intestinal tract, too. When things are fermenting in the system, when they are hanging around, folks, that means they're not getting eliminated from your system. And anything that's hanging around is bad news. It's like mold hangs around on cheese in a refrigerator. You don't want stuff hanging around. You want to be able to eat foods that move through your system. So that's huge right there, okay? And I don't care what blood type you are, who you are, we all have the same physiology, and they do the same thing in our bodies. So I recommend people eat a lot of quinoa. Quinoa is fantastic. And you have to, you know, mess around with it a little bit, try it a few different ways before you find the way that you like it to taste, but it's wonderful. And it's real nutrition. I want people to start, and what I encourage my clients to do, Mark, is to get real nutrition in their bodies. You need nutrition to do everything from bending your fingers to blinking your eyelashes. That's why you need nutrition. You need nutrition to think balanced, healthy thoughts. You need nutrition to drive your car to work every day. That's the gas in your car. So I want people to think about getting nutrition. I want people to quit and stop thinking about fat-free, calorie-free, all those foods are cut with chemicals to make them fat-free. We do need, and Atkins was so right about this, we need to eat in a more pure form. We need to not eat foods that have 30 ingredients on the side of them. We need to eat foods with one ingredient on the side of it. When you go and you look at your foods and you pick up a bag of whatever and you see this huge nutritional panel, the reason why that nutritional panel is there is because by law you must list anything that is synthetic in your food. Okay? So that's fake nutrition. Okay? That's those synthetic vitamins that are on the nutritional panels of cereals, on chips, on all kinds of things. Those synthetic vitamins are stored in the liver. That's bad news. Okay? Our liver has a basic 541 functions, and beyond that, thousands in our body. So we've got to take good care of it. We got to make sure it's healthy. And eating a bunch of synthetic foods is not going to make your liver healthy. It has the most awesome responsibility in your body. Okay? So really assess how pure the foods are that you're eating. Okay? A lot of people are going to eat corn this weekend. They're going to have corn on the cob, and they're going to eat every piece they can find, which I love corn on the cob.
Me too.
Don't put margarine on it, folks. Don't put margarine. Margarine is one molecule away from becoming plastic.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, use the butter. Use real butter. I am a proponent of butter. And you know what? It's very funny now because it's coming back around that now butter's okay. After all those years of telling butter's why everybody had heart attacks, nobody was having a heart attack from butter. It moves through the system.
Right.
So
a lot of people on a lot of other areas, too, I think we're even seeing that, like, maybe regular pure sugar isn't great for us, but it's better than all the artificial sweeteners and stuff. It's like everything is kind of coming back around to where what we were taught was bad 20 years ago is actually a lot better than all the man-made stuff that we're being given now.
Right. Right. Well, and it's like something that people also do on a daily basis, okay, is drink coffee. And they think, well, it's not so bad, I drink decaf. But it's not about necessarily about the caffeine that's in the coffee that's bad. Coffee is acidic, okay? And if you spend 3 minutes on the internet and you Google, why should I be alkaline instead of acidic, you will strive as hard as you can to become alkaline. The reason being is because chronic disease thrives and comes from and stems from an acidic environment in your body. That's why we need to be alkaline. So what the goal is, ultimately, with your health is to have an alkaline environment. Why have an alkaline environment in your body? Because that's the environment in your body where your body's able to repair itself. That's where you're able to function optimally. That's where you're able to heal. That's where you're able to function. Okay? That's where you're taking your body from a place of wherever it is. Even if you think you're cruising right along, it's like one of the doctors that I work for, he always says, hey, what's the first symptom of a heart attack? Usually death. And when I look at people and I say, what's the first symptom of a heart attack? They always go, I don't know. Yeah. You never got to ask the guy who had the last one because he died. And
well,
often that's what happens.
And I actually have looked into that a good bit. Is it true, from somebody who knows a heck of a lot more than me, is it true that, like, cancers and things, like, cannot exist in an alkaline environment?
Absolutely. No chronic disease can exist in an alkaline environment. None. Zero. Not diabetes, not MS, not parasitic infestation, not cancer, stroke, heart attack, nothing. So that's the goal. But see, here's the problem, Mark, okay? And here's where I come in, is I teach people how to be alkaline, okay? Here's the problem with that people encounter, basically, is that every time somebody takes their kids to a birthday party on Friday, have a slice of cake, acidity. Okay? If you sit in traffic and you're stressed out, you know, because there's, you know, tons of traffic jam, that creates acidity in your body. You have a fight with your spouse, that creates acidity in your body. You have mold in your home, creates acidity in your body. Any of the examples that I've used today, okay, taking your kids out for pizza, all creates acidity. So people are just being innocent. And they're just trying to live life, and they're just trying to enjoy themselves. And it's very difficult because everything they do creates the acidity. So over time, it's like, what's going to happen if you don't dust off your coffee table? The dust will accumulate slowly but surely, but it's in there accumulating. And then one day, you're going to have a pile of dust. So we don't want that pile of dust. Our goal is the reverse. We want that nice, clean coffee table. So what my point is that acidity and toxicity, which is acidity, builds slowly but surely in this system over time. Like when somebody comes into my office at 30, 40 years old, and they say, well, gee, I've never, had to clean my liver before. Okay, yeah, you did. You just didn't know it. And even if you're young, 25, 35, 45, 55 years old, you've never cleaned your liver up. You need to. Because I go over this also, Mark, with all of my clients, is it doesn't matter if you're on the most fantastic, pure, crystalline, pristine water drinking program out there. You could be on the most brainiac supplement program out there, eating greens 24/7 a day. If you do not start any program, and I don't care what it is, if you do not start by repairing the digestive system and dumping things out of the liver, your program is going to fail. Because you're only going to receive about a 16th of the benefit. You're not absorbing it. I've got people that come to me all day and night long, and they're like, I drink tons of water. I eat pretty good. It's not about that. You're not absorbing all that expensive food. You just bought a Whole Foods. You're not absorbing that $3,000 water unit you just bought. So if you are not absorbing it, then it can't do you any good. It's like when I was like a teenager and I read all the benefits of drinking water and I thought, oh, I got to drink water. And I never understood why I wasn't receiving all the benefits that were listed under why to drink water. Oh, your skin should look good, the this, the that, you should lose weight, And I was sitting over there not receiving the benefits because I didn't know I had a broken digestive system as a teenager. Being in good or bad health is not about age. The worst blood I see under my microscope is children, gym rats, and very thin women. And people are like, well, why? Well, our kids have the worst diet ever on record because Ronald McDonald is feeding them, okay? Yeah. Their mothers probably weren't real healthy when they had them, okay? So there's two attributing factors, okay? Gym rats, because they sweat out all 78 of their minerals, and you need minerals in order to perform every bodily function. They're sweating them out, not replenishing them. I mean, the real all-star athletes are replenishing them because they're getting to know better now. LeBron James has his minerals flown in if he doesn't have them.
Right.
And then very thin women often at times have flipped thyroids or they have parasitic infestation. And if that's the case, then those are all major, major, major train wrecks in your body. So just a little tweaking can really change a lot of stuff with people. Just a little compromise, a little tweak, change three things for the next 6 months. Work on changing those three things. I'm not a believer, Mark, that people should be changing everything they do. I'm a believer in making gradual changes because when it's gradual change, it becomes permanent. So it becomes a part of your new lifestyle. So it may take some people longer to get there than others, but you can get there. And it's not as hard as you think.
Right. And too, I know a lot of people who go on certain diets or start taking several vitamins at a time, and it's almost impossible to tell what's making a difference and what's not because you've changed so many things at one time.
Oh, that is such an astute observance. That is an incredibly astute observance. Like I have salesmen that come into my office all the time, people trying to sell me supplements because they know that's what I do, okay? And, one of the best, greatest things I ever hear is, You know, I took this shake and I lost 40 pounds from taking the shake. And I'll look at them and say, no, you didn't. And they'll say, oh, no, yeah, I lost 40 pounds from taking the shake. And I'm like, no, you didn't. First off, the synthetic shake that you're showing me is loaded with synthetic vitamins. I wouldn't feed it to my dog. Second off, if you replace that Big Mac every day you used to throw down your throat for a shake, yeah, you're going to lose a couple pounds. But did you start on a walking program at the same time? Did you cut out soda too? Did, you know, and that's why that's such a keen observance that you said to me, Mark, because that's the reality, and people don't really know what's helping them. And you can't just keep throwing supplements after symptoms. That's what doctors do with traditional medicine. Oh, I can't sleep. Here, take this. Oh, I can't do this. Take this. It's not about that. You have got to get to the core root of your problem. Your liver, being that it has 541 functions, thousands of functions in your body, do you think that maybe you could get a few symptoms? See, here's the problem. Is that symptoms arise to tell you there's a real critical problem in your body. So not being able to sleep, having pain from gout, all those things are just symptoms. Having pain, period. You know, having joint muscle stiffness, it's a sign of a much larger issue. Well, if you just keep supplementing for that pain in your knee, for that pain in your back, for the lack of sleep, then you're never really going to get to the root issue cause. So what's going to happen? You're not only going to have the pain in the knee 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, but then you're also accruing further damage in your body. And that's what I prevent with people. I get to the root source. Once I get to the root cause of the problem, then all the symptoms fall to the wayside.
Right. And I think as a society in general, we're very bad about that. It just, we keep treating the, you know, we take something so we stop sneezing, but we never treat the cold. We just keep...
Right. And I have people that look at me all the time with big smiles on their faces. And they'll say, oh, I'm taking this for my whatever. And they'll have a big smile on their face, like, be proud of me. I'm taking this for this problem. They don't understand that there's a much bigger picture. And I just look at that person. I think, that poor soul. You know, they have no idea. But, you know, it's not. And, you know, the American public, you know, and I feel that, you know, like when people come to see me in my office and they're always saying, well, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whatever. And they feel almost embarrassed that they don't know what I know. It's not their job to know. It's my job. That's how I spend my 40 hours a week. They're not going to know what I know. They're not going to be in medical seminars all the time and understudying doctors and, you know, sitting down with CEOs of every supplement company in this country. That's my job. And I hold high regard for it, very high regard for what I do.
That's awesome. It's great to hear somebody passionate about their field, because I'm sure you're continuously battling bad information that's put out there. I am
absolutely, absolutely. Can I tell you my one big, most favorite piece of bad information put out there? This is one of them that always comes to my mind, okay? You know, people, you know, they'll have gout or they'll have acid reflux, they'll have different things. And there's all these cleanses on the internet, you know, like olive oil, lemon juice, geranium type cleanses on the internet. People take it and they say, oh, got rid of all my kidney stones, got rid of all my gallbladder issues, got rid of all my gallstones. But what they don't understand is that you got rid of that unfriendly, but you got rid of all your good stuff too. So you got rid of all the friendly bile in your gallbladder. You got rid of all the friendly bile in your liver. You got rid of everything friendly too. And it's very abrupt on your system and painful.
Very good to know. Very good to know.
Yeah, so there's alternatives to that.
Fantastic. So I know you're on a short time leash today. So how can people, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, and what do you recommend for people that are going to get a session with you?
Well, basically, what I recommend is to text me, because often I'm in meetings or, you know, on talk shows or whatever. So the best way to get a hold of me is to call, pardon me, is to text me at 917-449-1060. Okay, and the number's also on my website. And text me at that number, give me your name, and let me know how you heard about me. And give me your name, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And, you know, we'll discuss me getting a blood kit out to you. So, you know, it's pretty much, it's real simple. It's $300 for a blood kit. I get your check in the mail, send you out a blood kit. You should have it within a few days after you send it. And then I, you know, once I receive it back from you, I generally will have your blood red within 72 hours. If I'm really backed up, it may take a week, but it's still much faster than a traditional lab, okay? And then I call you up and we go over the results. And we start on a plan to fix you. We start in a wellness plan, not a sickness plan, not a, okay, let's dodge this bullet plan. No, we start on a wellness plan and we fix you, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Fantastic. That's great information. I know you got to run here shortly. So I want to thank you for being great information. I think the more good health information we can get out there to combat all the pharmaceutical commercials and stuff, I think benefits all of us.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you so much for having me today, Mark. And I look forward to, you know, seeing you soon again, okay?
Yep, we will see you at a some event here in Central Ohio shortly. Thank you,
Mark. Okay, great. And thank you also to everyone for giving me your time today. I certainly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much, dear. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was... Laura Belg giving us the goodies there on some good health information. I know so many stories of people that just continuously go to the doctor and end up, you know, eternally on different medications, and they can never, well, everything looks okay. And, you know, I think, you know, they can never quite put a finger on what the issue is, and they just keep going over and over and trying different medications and never really solve the problem. So I think the blood analysis there, I think, is a great way to get to the root cause of a lot of our issues. And we thank Laura for coming on and sharing a few minutes with us today. We're just going to take just a really short break, and we'll come back with some current events and current astrology news.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Silly Rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Okay, Silly Rabbits. So we're back. We got a couple minutes here. Again, I want to promote, we're going to be at the Doodah Parade tomorrow, and many of us will be dressing up as our favorite animals, or favorite animals that we can get costumes for. So just again, I want to give a shout out to Ohio House Rabbit Rescue, 5485 North High Street in Columbus. They do a great job there. I stopped in a couple times last couple weeks. They had about 30 rabbits that had been abandoned or were homeless or had been turned loose in the wild. So they do a great job there. Bev and Pat and everyone else there taking care of these rabbits and making sure they get into good homes. Butternut Farm Wildlife Sanctuary, Our friend Rick does a great job out there. He's out in Johnstown at 13740 Blamer Road. I just want to say you probably need to call and schedule viewings for there. It's not open to the public all the time. So give them a call to schedule a trip out there and visit some of the wildcats and wolves and other critters that they have. And he does an amazing job running on a shoestring budget out there. So please give him all the support you can muster. Ohio Wildlife Center, 2661 Billingsley Road in Columbus. We actually had a wounded goose a couple places back where I worked, that was wandering around the property, and we took it in there, and they do a great job. And Colony Cats, 2740 Festival Lane in Dublin here, right around the corner from me. They take in so many cats. If you have extra litter, extra cat food, extra toys, anything, any kind of donation you can give to them, they do an amazing job, and they have a lot of cats there that are very sweet and need homes. So we will continue promoting them, and we'll have shirts and flyers and all kinds of handouts tomorrow to help promote the Condor Eagle Society, promoting these four organizations who do a tremendous job and always need more volunteers working on a shoestring budget. Didn't really talk much astrology today. What's been going on? We just had a full moon in Capricorn, and that was late Tuesday night. I am wrong. That was Wednesday. And I've lost a day somewhere. So we had the full moon in Capricorn on Wednesday night. That was at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, that's one of the most emotional full moons of the year, with the Capricorn Cancer opposition, release of a lot of energy, a lot of hard decisions I see that people have had to make. The other big thing that's happened this week, and this is still in effect, is that Mars is square to the nodes. This is known as a skip step. Mars is our basic energy, our kind of our animal self, our basic instincts, food, shelter, water, sex, sleep, food again. Mars is kind of our instinctual animal nature. And when it is square to the nodes, and if you follow evolutionary astrology, you know this is called a skip step. A planet square to the nodes means that is a big deal for mankind right now. This, even if it doesn't hit exactly in your chart, Mars square the nodes, and Mars being in Cancer, our north node, the north node now is in Libra, the south node in Aries. So, you know, Libra is about equality and balance. So with the recent Supreme Court decision and some of the other interesting events that are going on in the country, you can see where there's that Mars push for equality, and things that are out of balance on the political level and the societal level, as well as the personal level, are really being pushed to the forefront right now. So, you know, understand if you have those, you know, I've seen probably more angry Facebook posts in the last week about various things than about any other time I can recall. So just remember, everyone is making that Mars push there to try and reestablish balance wherever it is needed. So just maybe before lashing out, maybe just take a second to have a moment of quiet and kind of see, why am I angry about something? What is this bringing up or showing in me? Is there some unresolved issue? Is what I'm angry about a real issue that I can fix or that I can help with? So just some things to keep in mind. Everyone's kind of testing their energy and boundary limits right now. So just try to walk softly when possible. Mudtoe at midnight, tonight at midnight. Siege, our friend Gary, skipped his show this past weekend, but he will be back next month. This Monday night at 6, most likely, we will have the Monday night show. It'll be myself, David Two Crows, and we'll have a special guest, and we will be talking about Giants. Should be very interesting. So,
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Well, I guess that's my call. It's about time to go. So have a wonderful 4th of July. Be careful. Be leery of your animals. Some animals don't respond well to fireworks, so make sure they're in a safe, secure place. Maybe not always the best time to take them out in public at fireworks. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and be back next Friday with Lisa Marie Jenkins on The Rabbit Hole. Have a great weekend, guys.
Lovely.